All right, shoot. Mark Stewart had treatment today. And we're waiting to see how he's doing. So we're assessing the situation. I got to get on Twitter here so I can see get the same information you guys have. A couple of Jacob Trouba sightings. He's not a UFO, last I checked. And anyway, my understanding is the brace is part-time thing, and he's not day-to-day. So he may have it off, but he's not in a great deal of discomfort when he takes it off. Slater, I'm not exactly sure how he is because I haven't spoken directly about him. He's also not day-to-day right now. I don't know how far. I was hoping that he would be skating by now. So that's a little longer than I anticipated, but these things happen that way.
Is Bencherot's recall related to Stewart's condition?
Bencherot's recall was related to the fact we're down to six defensemen. Getting him out of potentially St. John would have been difficult if we needed him. And at the time, our guys are banged up, so, you know, you get through warm-up or you don't, and that was the way it is, and right now we'll see where he lies and where he goes. He's ready to play. He was a good player down there, played very well, and earned the right to be here, and then we'll make that assessment come probably Saturday. Well, a couple things. I think Anthony... his game has been okay for me. It's nothing to do with scoring goals or not scoring goals. It goes on play. Chris Thorburn is back healthy again. He's a guy that, you know, that plays the same position. So, you know, that's really the gist of that. It's not punishment. It's just the way it goes. He was okay. Well, I think that, you know, when you watch the games, there's, you know, it's pretty obvious what you see in some ways is you're seeing both good and bad. You know, I can see the good thing that our team can do and how we can play and how we can be difficult to play against. So I do like some of those things. I don't like the results of the games because of the way we're letting those results get away from us. But if you're asking me if there's some progression, I do see that. And I do see some things that I do like. I still like our players. I still like our team. And I still think we have a chance to win every night, regardless of who we play or in regardless of who's in the lineup. But we have to be good. So we have to be good. Like, we have to, 95% of our team's got to be playing. But you know what? We went on the road, and I thought, for the most part, we got a lot of guys engaged in the game in the road trip and didn't come out with the results, which leads to some bad emotions. But for the most part, we worked. I look back at that St. Louis game, and that's a hard team to play in that building. And we played a good game in that building. You know, a really, really unfortunate chain of events. But because I've been in that building with, you know, that's a tough building to play in. And we played that team hard. We played that game to win. That's what I like. Well, that's what we need every night, yeah. You know, we'll give ourselves a chance at least, you know. I can live with that and hard with that result, but I'm hoping that changes. I'm not afraid of that word. I'm not afraid to use that word. Just, you know, I just used it last game because I felt the same as they felt, you know, and I knew that it would be pretty much at a boiling point. That's pretty much where it was. I mean, how much more do you need to punch yourself in the face before you realize that's not very much fun, you know? So, the word frustration doesn't bother me. It's a bad emotion that we have to deal with. And how are we dealing with this? I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it doesn't quite. I guess I'm just saying, well, you're always aware and
No, I didn't. I wasn't selective in that way. It's not why I used it or didn't use it. I didn't calculate it that way enough. It's just, there's no other way to describe that situation. I could use trick words if I was an English major, but I'm not, you know, so I'm not going to trick you guys. You guys are smart. Well, it is. The fun part of coaching is trying to find solutions to the problems, you know. And it's like I said before, it's like parenting. There's no manual. It's just like coaching. There's no manual. Like, you know, you're trying to sort it out. How do you sort it out, you know? You go up and down trying to sort it out. And that's tough, you know. But I think I have a good idea of what's happening, and I think I know the reasons why, and I think that I have a plan. I see some things, and I'm going to try to navigate it in the way that I see fit. Is it going to work? Don't know. That's the beauty of coaching. But I think I'm on the right track. What have I seen from Toby Enstrom? He's been good. Would you like me to get a bigger word, a better adjective? If he was fabulous, I would say that. I like his evasiveness. I like the fact that he's going into hard areas for a smaller guy. He does get into the hard areas and gets hit harder than I like, but at least he's going there. He's doing some things that are clever. I'd like to see him be better in some areas, you know. And those would be potentially offensive areas. You know, that would be some of it, but he's played fairly well. Well, I think it's commendable that he's able to do that, and, you know, it speaks volumes for us and for him, but I don't really have a comment as far as how it relates to the Olympics, because I'm not going down that road, you know. So I think it's commendable. I don't, you know, sometimes there's more attached to those stories of stuff that maybe lingers, so I'm not touching that, but I think it's commendable he wants to help us, because I do know he wants to win. I do know he wants to get stuff going in the right direction here, as a lot of players do, but he's also one of them. How that affects the Olympics, that's another subject there. I don't want to go there. Well, you know what, Blake is, when he plays well, you can see things that are evident for me. One of them is his speed and his effectiveness. His battle level has been good. He's shooting the puck. He's hitting the net. He's doing some good things, and he's like a lot of players. Once confidence starts, you want more of it, you know. So I think he's done a good job. Done a good job because he was going through a tough period there, and I think he's really managed it well. Managed it well, got it back on track, and we're better for it.